Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Ches, and we are on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, we just finished the sugyas of Tzad, and now we're about to start some discussion of the Malacha of Kotzer, or we think it might be Kotzer. Let's see. Amar Shmuel, we are about seven lines up in the bottom on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hasholet Dag Min Hayam, if somebody pulls a fish from the sea, that's our girsa, Kivin Sheyavish Bo Kesela Chayev, right when the fish dries up, like a coin, meaning even before it's totally dead, a person is already chayiv, right after Yavishbo, right after it dries up a sela. What is the chayiv in this context? So, for sure, it's not the chayiv of tseida. It's not trapping. That's not on the spectrum of possibilities. The question is, why is that? So Rashi says, it's a case where the yam in this case, is private. It's already nitzod. It's a little difficult to understand. The yam is usually, Rashi says, nitzod va'omei bibod yom. That's why on the side, if you look at the girsa, it's changed. The side, it says, lapirish Rashi v'tosas, benitzod v'omei dechika milas hayam. It's difficult. The Rambam has the girsa of seifel, which means a basin, a bowl. So that fits much better, because it's already trapped. Now the only issue is the malacha that you do once you take the fish out. So again, you take the fish out of the yam, kivin sheyavish bo kesela, once it dries up, one is chayiv. What is one chayiv for? Now that we've finished discussing tzeda, so Rashi says one is chayiv for netilas neshama, the av malacha of shchita, desu lo chayiv. If a person, Rashi used to say, takes an animal and puts it into a situation where it is about to die, even before it dies, one is already chayiv. Su lo chayiv. It is no longer going to live. That is the malacha of Shechita. Interesting case. According to that Svara, if somebody, Rahman al-Islam, puts a person in a situation, or puts an animal in a state, in a state of gesisa, a state of on their deathbed, they don't die for a week. So is that also sulo chaye? Or do you say it's specifically here by a fish? Because the fish, in another few seconds, is going to fully die. Either way, that is Rashi. The issue here is netilas neshama. If you look in the Yerushalmi here, quoted by a number of the Rishonim, says the malacha is kotzer. The malacha is taking something from its natural state. That is the malacha of kotzer, as the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, oker, davar, migidulo. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Sfas Emes here discusses Ashola Dagman Hayam, Pirish, hachiv maschil me'esha sholehu, the chiv starts right when you take it out of the water, eladolo nigmar hachiv, acha yavish bokasela. And the chiv is on nigmar until it dries up. Nafkamina, if Lo imniskar be'emsa, if you remember, right after you took it out of the water, before it dries up, if you remember that it's Shabbos, so you might not be chayiv a chatas there. Or, imshallah hadag, samach lechashecha, if you picked it up the second before Shabbos is over, it didn't dry out till after Shabbos. So those can be nafkaminas, but then as Fasemes points out, that there is a progression here, this is not a one-moment chiyuv. The Gemara says it's delayed. Once I'm shola the dog, I'm not chayiv until yavish bo kesela. But getting back to our specific issue. So Rashi says it's shchita, and the Yerushalmi seems to say this is kotzer. Let's keep that machlokas in mind. We have another couple of lines to do. Amar of Yossi bar Avin, ubein san pirav, only if it dries out in the area between its fins. That's where it has to dry out, fins, one of the simonim of a kosher fish, not for now in terms of that. Amar Avashi, Lotema Yavish Mamish, El Da Afilu Da Aved Riri, even if it doesn't get totally dried out, but it becomes slimy, and it doesn't have the normal wetness that a fish has from natural water, so that already is considered drying out enough. Continuing, again, we have to do the next five lines in order to get the full picture of what this Gemara is trying to tell us, possibly, about the Malacha of Kotzer. So far, the first line Rashi says it's not about Kotzer. Let's continue. Amar Mar Bar Hamduri, Amar Shmuel, Hoshit Yado Lemei Behema, Vidildel Ubar Shebimeyeha, if somebody sticks their hand into the inside of an animal, and the animal has a fetus in there and is pregnant, and he disconnects the fetus from the mother, chayiv, one is chayiv on Shabbos. Again, unclear. Which malacha, if I detach a fetus from the mother, what malacha am I doing? Well, again, Rashi says, Mechayev, we'll see what Rashi says. Let's continue first in the Gemara. My taima, why you chayev amarava barhamduri azbrali lav amar Rav Sheshes. Well, isn't it similar to the following case that Rav Sheshes told me? Haiman detolish kishusa mehizmi vehigi. If somebody detaches a type of growth, hops, from bushes, not detaching something from the ground, but detaching something from the place where it is growing. Mechayev mishum oker davar migidulo. So isn't that a problem? A malacha of uprooting something from its natural place where it is growing from. So hachanami, mechayev mishum oker davar migidulo. So to hear by uprooting the fetus. So the pashtus is, oker davar migidulo, with the language that is used elsewhere for the malacha of kotzer, for the malacha of harvesting, cutting something from the ground. So here too, the Gemara seems to be expanding the definition of kotzer to apply even to a case where an animal is pregnant and you detach the fetus from the animal. The Ramban can't believe it. The Ramban right here, he quotes, on Moshe Yad Lameyah, Oker Davar Migidulo, Kashali. How is that possible? The Gozis Vitolish Kadaf Mina Oaf. If I shear wool from a sheep, what malach am I doing? I'm doing kotzer? No, I'm doing gozes. If I rip a feather off of a bird, what malacha am I doing? Am I doing two malachas? No. V'chena notel sara v'tzibana v'svamo. We had before. If I cut fingernails, I cut off my fingernails. If I trim my beard, ein ba'em mishum din oker davar migidulo delachayev tarti. That's not akiras davar migidulo. So what's the Gemara talking about? Alma ein mishum oker davar migidulo dehu tolda dekotzer ella bigidule karka. Says the Ramban. The kotzer definition is mechubar, cutting something that is mechubar. That's the specific oker davar migidulo of kotzer. And he says, similarly, quotes of a Gemara Maseches Becharos. And the question is, though, so what does the Gemara here mean? So v'yesh lomar d'medal del ubar mishum netilas neshama hu chayiv. Just like the Gemara said two lines earlier, according to Rashi, that if somebody takes the fish out of water, it's shochet, it's netilas neshama. That's what this line is talking about. Medal dal ubar mishum netilas neshama hu chayiv. V'hachi ka'amar af al gav dahai ubar les be bidi de neshama. Even though this ubar is not alive, it doesn't have a full neshama, this gets into abortion. So yes, what's the status of a uterus, of a fetus? Kiva de gidulo talui benishmas imo ha'okro mishum notel nishmaso mimenu. Even if it doesn't have its own neshama, but still it's totally on the mother's neshama, so when you cut it off from there, that's considered a tilas neshama. Delav miyama, and then we compare it. Delav miyama, Rav Sheshes, Begidule Karka. Just like Rav Sheshes, it's a parallel. It is not saying it is this case. It's a parallel. Doesn't Rav Sheshes say, by Gidule Karka, if something is growing on a bush, so the bush is what's directly connected to the ground, this is connected to the bush, that's good enough to be considered Okar Devi Migidulo for kotzer. So hachanami, says the Ramban, babali chayim mechayim mishum oker davar migidulo shehu mishum netilas neshama dumya dechovel dum mishum netilas neshama me'aver echad. If I kill a limb and I make the blood all go to one area, I've killed that limb and I've been oker davar migidulo from that area, but that's a tolda of netilas neshama v'sircha delishna naka. We just use a parallel lashon in the Gemara, but says the Rabban, don't think it's kosher. So this is a major machlokas we've shown him. What exactly does that mean? The simple interpretation of oker davar migidulo is kosher. Says the Rabban, can't be. Kosher is only by kosher midavar hamechubar, and this is not. So both in the case of killing the fetus, and both in the case of taking the fish out of water, the Ramban would say that is netilas neshama. But, as we mentioned, the Yerushalmi has a little expanded definition, and the fact that the Ramban has to preclude anybody from thinking that, it must be that that is a shita out there. And that is, Rabbi Hananel here quotes it as well, some Rishonim, and it's fleshed out even more by the Achronim. If you look in the Shari Shabbos, which is a sefer on, it's a couple of farm out, sefer on Melecha Shabbos, written by Rav Meir Luria, the Slonim Rechassid, I think, says the Shari Shabbos in Siman Lamed Zayin, that these are two different understandings of Kotzer. And he quotes this from the Dvar Avram, the Covenant Rav, that there are two ways to understand Kotzer. Number one is, Hafsakas hachibur dafka it elatalia rak biyanika v'kosha hifsik o yinikaso shaladavar and nixer chayim mishum kotzer. Number one, that it could be. Well, actually, let's say the other one first. The more pashut one is kotzer is hafsakas hachibur dafka. It's cutting off an attachment, like the Ramban says. But quotes the Dvar Avram. He quotes the other achronim that say, no, maybe it's a more expanded idea. Kotzer is not about cutting off an attachment, but it is removing the nourishment of an item. Talia Rak Makosha Hifsik, O Yenikaso Shaladavar Haniksar, Chayiv Bazebishim Kotzer. Why would you want to say such a definition? First of all, because to understand our Gemara literally, Okadar Megidulo is a form of Kotzer, and like that Yerushalmi, but also is to help us help us understand the Rambam. Because the Rambam Paskins, I think we discussed this a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about Atzitz Nakuv. The Rambam says, if I have, in Atzitz Nakuv, if I have an open flower pot on the ground, and I take it up off the ground, and I put it on pegs, 2 inches above the ground, I'm chayev d'oraisa mishum kotzer. I'm chayev, because I lifted it up. But the Rambam also says that if there is a atzitz nakuv that is already on the yesedos, still, it would be considered mechubar regarding certain halachos. Maybe regarding shumas and maestris, vechulus, how could you have both? If it's already mechubar, but what do you mean, lifting it up? So why is that? Why is that kotzer? The answer is because you were still mafsik mi yinikaso. I still detracted from its nourishment from now on, and that's good enough for the Rambam. Gramam gamkein sfirolei doch otzitz nakuv hamunach agabi yaseidosh chash vadaim mechubar, still mechubar. V'yavapikin chayim mishum shemi eit yinikaso shari al karka yonat tfei. So that's a very important discussion. Again, every malacha, there's lamaisa and there's lamdas. So the lamdas in malacha of kotzer, we spoke about tzad yesterday, is tzad about bringing it into my rishos or just trapping the animal where it is. We mentioned nafkaminas last time. And kotzer has this chakira. Is it hafsokas mechubar, like the Ramban seems to hold, and that's why the Ramban has to reread the pasha pshat of this gemara, or is it hafsaka mi davar ha minikoto, what supports its nourishment, and that's why you could even include a ubar from its mother. Good. We continue with the last line. Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. Haiman detolish pitra me unya dechatzva. If somebody detaches pitra, Rashi says pitriot, it's like a fungus, a type of fungus from a handle of a kli. Again, some type of fungus, some type of moss that's on a kli. Mechay mishum oker dover migidulo. Again, there's the Lashon. So you would say that the kli is not growing. So this is even more difficult for the Ramban. But the Ramban would say it's on the ground. It's good enough. It's getting nourished from the ground. Masa revoshia. Is that really true? If I detach from a pail, from a kli, I'm going to be chayiv. Why is that worse than the following? Atolish be'atzitz nakuv chayiv she'enu nakuv pater. If I'm tolish from an atzitz nakuv, from a flower pot that has a hole in it towards the bottom, even if it's not connected through the roots, I'm chayiv because it's getting nourished. V'she'enu nakuv pater. But if it does not have a hole, pater because it's not mechubar. Rashi, we should delo mechubar look bekarka olamhu. Maybe it's Rashi l'shitaso emphasizing that kotzer has to be mi mechubar. That's what Rashi said before in Atilas Hashama, by the fish case. So why is a case of eino nakuv pater, while if I take something off of a pail, I'm going to be chayiv? So the Gemara says there's a difference. Hasam lav hayne revise. In the case of the atzitz nakuv that's not, or the atzitz she'eino nakuv that's not normal. It's not normal growing to be growing in a flower pot without any air, without any hole in it, without getting any nourish from the ground. So that's why it's not revise. It's not its normal natural place. That's not going to be considered migidulo. Hacha hainu revise. But in our case, that's where moss grows. That's where fungus grows. It grows on the kli, and therefore, it's in its makam gidulo, so if I detach it, it will be considered the malacha of ogadar migidulo, kotzer, or otherwise. Good. There is a fascinating question brought up by the, not a lamaisa question, just a Flumdis question, and that is in the Chashuke Chemed, he discusses the Mishnah in Kelayim, discussed by many scholars. Mishnah in Kelayim in the 8th Perek talks about an animal called the Adnei Hasadeh. The Adnei Hasadeh. The Bartanura there says, what's the Adnei Hasadeh? It's a type of animal that is attached to the ground. It has, out of its belly button, it has a rope, and it's attached to the ground, and it could go in a certain radius, and that's it. And if you cut that, then the animal dies. Ushma Yadua, Vehu Yitoni Yakasabatara. Okay. Mechubar betibura bo'sochevel ayosim in aretz tsuraso tsuras adam betparts of yadayim v'raglayim vein kol birya rasho lekarei ve'lov ki uhorig v'torev kol lekarei ve'lov. It's the Bartanura there in Kelayim. And any person that comes close to it, that this animal is going to attack you. Ukshor simla tsudoso morim b'chitzim b'chevel ashenifsak v'tsoik b'kolmar umeis miyad. You want to kill him? So you cut its nourishment from the ground. So v'yesh l'stafek, yes, the Chazukei Chemed. Yes, this is a great question. If you cut that on Shabbos, which malacha would you be over? Would you violate Shochet or would you violate Kotzer? Haim chayev rak mishum netilas hashama, o chayev gam mishum kotzer, because it's okay to bring you low, even according to the Ramban's definition of mechubar. It's mechubar. Kemochen yish listapeg, haim hakotzer sa'a rosh al adnei sadeh. If I cut off some hair of the adnei sadeh, would that just be gozes, or would that also be kotzer? Right, that's the shayla. So, anyway, that's the chashuke chemed's read on this gemara. Good, we continue. Chayva of v'chulu. So the Mishnah spoke about chayva of. If I catch it, I'm potter, but if I wound it, chayev. If I wound the chayev, no, if I agree chayev, which is mashma, that it has halachic skin. Amar Rav Huna, kosvin tfilin al gabi or shel of tahor. Tfilin can be written on not only the hide of a kosher behema, but also the hide of a kosher bird. Kosvin tfilin, that's called skin. Amar Rav Yosef, my kamashlo, what's the chiddush? Display or what's the chiddush that a bird is considered to have skin and therefore it counts as klaf tanina? Our Mishnah already says that achov ben chayiv. What's Rav Huna adding? The Mishnah already says if you wound a bird, you are chayiv, which means it has skin because the blood is going to collect under it. So too, of course, you can write the Sefer Torah with it. Amalei abaya tuva kamashlo. No, there's a big chiddush that I'm saying. Teimi mas nisan. If we only had our Mishnah, hava amina. Kivan to isbe nikvi lo, since the cloth has tiny little holes in it, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use this for stam, it's not covered to use this for stam to write on, kamash malan, kedamri b'marava, kamash malan, like we said in Eretz Yisrael, kol nekev, shadio veris alav, eno nekev. If you write and you don't really notice the hole, it goes right over it, and it doesn't catch, so that is not called a hole, and it is kosher, and that, says Rav Huna, is my chiddush, even more than the Mishnah. The Ritva says right here as well, well, if this works, even for an oaf, so I'll add on one other point. The concept of the Sefer HaTrumos, the Ritva quotes the Sefer HaTrumos, to who adinah mishakosvino so al or shel shalil im asim imen aklaf. Same thing would be by a fetus. By a fetus, like cases of ben pakua, if you have an animal from the inside, there was a fetus inside, and after the shrita, you took it out, you could use that skin. To kivan, de oro shall of tar kari ar le'in yezeh ve'eno kabasar. If the bird, kosher bird skin is enough, koshkin ar de shalil. So surely the ar of a shalil. Why? V'yavol v'ishe le'in tumahu kabasar, even though it's like basar regarding tumah v'tara, but that's only because it's soft and chazi la'achila. Aval le'in shabbos v'tfilin, v'chayotze b'hem, or gomorhu. V'yoser hidur l'mitzvah. It's even more beautiful to use. Shalohaya botash v'zachar v'nekeva. It doesn't have the impurities of the world. Therefore, it's even better to use, suggests the Ritva. But that's the shalil case. Good. This is the Gemara that you're allowed to write tefillin on or shel of tahor. When the Rambam quotes this, because the Mishnah just points this out, that the Rambam says this by Sefer Torah too. Sadafka, you have to have a big, big piece of skin. But it's not only by tefillin, but even by a Sefer Torah, the Rambam says, one could use kosher bird skin. The Ketzav Mishnah says, unless you have a source otherwise, we always compare Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs. V'hu adin le'inach, to'atznan and megillah, ein bein svarim le'tefillin and mezuzahs, v'islam le'kiyume ha'iklala kal hecha delo ashkechan shechilku chazal b'neim, sheba'osa davar shechilku nechlak b'neim lo b'davar acher. Right, if we don't know otherwise, we will assume that there's no difference between Sefer Torah versus tefillin and mezuzah, unless chazal tell us. Good, so we have the Mishnah, we have Rav Huna that says, You're allowed to write tefillin, or maybe Sefer Torah, on the R of a kosher bird. Meisve, is that really true? Meisve, Rabbi Zera, Bichnafav, Lachshir, Sa'or. We have a drasha on the pasuk in the beginning of Ayikra. Bichnafav, when I burn a carbon olas ha'of, unlike a carbon olas behema, which is first skinned, and then everything is burned, and the R goes to the Kohanim, by an R, the R of a carbon olas ha'of, that's burned, the whole thing is burned. That's what we learn now from the word bichnafav, lahachshir es ha'or, to kasha the or to be burned with the carbon ola. Kula kalil. It all goes up to Hashem. V'yisak adaydach orhu. And if we say that the or of a bird is considered or, seichim abile kra, so why would you have to burn it as part of the ola? You only have to burn flesh of the ola. If or is significant by itself, so it shouldn't be included. So Gemara says, no, that's the point. You need the inclusion. It is R. You don't have a separate pasuk to include the feet of the chicken, or of the Yonah or of the Tor, one of the birds that are not just kosher but good for a carbon, right? You don't need separate psukim for anything. You only need a separate pasuk for skin. Why? It must be because haraya, it is separate in other contexts. But Rachman Rabbi, the Torah says, I have to burn it as part of the carbon ola also. Ikeda amre, amre bizerah anamitanina, or we don't ask it as a kasha, we use it as a raya. Bichna fav l'rabos es ha'or. I amret bishlama or hu, if we say it is or for Hilchas Shabbos and for Hilchas Tfilin, haynu ditzakra l'rabuye, that's why you would need a pasik to include it to be burned with a carbonola. Ela I amret lav or hu, amayitzakra l'rabuye. But if it's not or, so why would you even need a pasik? Right, that was the raya. So the Gemara says, "Amar le'abaya la'ola me'ma l'chalav arhu." That's not such a raya. You could have said it's not or. It's not or. The itzrech, and you still need the pasuk. Why? Sakadai the chamina kiva the isbe pirtsay ma'is, because it has these little holes in it. Maybe it's ma'us to Hashem. Hashem wants the flesh. He doesn't want this skin on it with a bunch of tiny little dots. Kamash malan. That's why. Not because it's or. Okay. So it's today is whether the that line of Bichnafav is a raya to Rav Huna, or it's just not a kasha on Rav Huna. Good. So that was about or behema or of tahar. What about this case? Asked the Gemara. Again, what is this doing here? Because we spoke about chovel in the Mishnah. Chovel is a application of whether this is called or not. So we've already had or is important nafkaminas in terms of Shabbos, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, in terms of Hilchas Tfilin, and then Mitzvah Karbanos. We already have four contexts where it's important to know whether something has the status of skin or not. So boy, my name Mabrei Dravina, me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ma'u Lichtov Tfilin Agabi or Shel Dag Tahor. What about fish skin? Kosher fish skin. Could one write Tfilin on kosher fish skin? Omar lay, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered him, Yavo Eliyahu v'Yomar. When Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll tell us. What does that mean? Ask the Gemara, my im Yavo Eliyahu v'Yomar. What does that mean? Rashi has a comment on this question that is much quoted by other achronim in other contexts. Rashi right here, it's up above, right about the 10th skinny line. My im Yavo Eliyahu v'Yomar, heter ve'isser ein talui bo, delo bashamayim hi. This is a Rashi tucked away in Shabbos Kufches. Rashi says that Eliyahu HaNavi cannot tell us Isser Veheter. Eliyahu HaNavi cannot teach us Halacha. Lo Bashamayimi. Right, alluding to the Gemara, but Metzia Nuntes, Tanur Shalachnoi, where Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, no way, I don't care if there's a Basko. Lo Bashamayimi. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell me if he could use the skin of a kosher fish? Not true, says Rashi. Lo Bashamayimi. He's not allowed to tell us that. So let's continue and then we'll talk more about it. Ilema ida islay or ida leslay or what's he gonna tell us? If he's gonna tell us if it has or not, hachazina de islay or he's not gonna tell us the mitzius. We see that there's or there. Va'od, and also we learned in a Mishnah, Hatznam, we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim. Atzmos hadag va'oro, matzilin ba'oel ames. If you have a kli that's made out of the bones of a fish or the or of a fish, it saves ba'oel ames. So you see that's the status of or. Right, covering. So what's Eliyahu HaNavi going to tell us? Says the Gemara, Ela im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar, ipaska zuhama minei, ilo paska zuhama minei. He'll tell us if the impurities have gone out of the fish or not. What does that mean? The Rambam and other rationalists will say, it's unclear whether the tanning process gets rid of the physical zuhama and stench from a fish. And that's what we don't know. That's the suffix of the Gemara. And the Rambam paskins, you can't because suffix l'chumra, you don't know up until now. The Rambam says, ain't in Aleph Yud, in Hilchas Tfilin and Mezuzah, ain't kosvin al gabi or dug tar mipnei hazuhama, she'ain zuhamaso posekes ba'abda. It's zuhama doesn't, or at least might not leave during the tanning process, so that is why the Rambam says, is ma'achmir. That is the Rambam. If you look in the Chiddush Aran here, the Chiddush Aran suggests otherwise. What does Zuhama mean in other context? Zuhama means spiritual impurities. He quotes the Rambam, and he says, what? But Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us if the tanning gets rid of the stench? We could see that also. We could see that. Dacha, we see whether what stench it is or not. V'lo nor be'enai. This is in the Shittal Aran. Dacha chazinon. V'hanachon. Says the Ran, it's the spiritual impurities. V'hanachon. Kishaba nachash al chava. When nachash was with chava, hitel zuama aleha v'al kol briel sheba olam. Yisrael sha'amdu al ar sinai. Nifsaka zuamehem. Our zuama, our spiritual impurity left. when we were at our Sinai. Umin abriot shahayusham chutz midagim shelo hayusham. Fish weren't at Har Sinai, says the Shita L'Ran. Ula hachi etzrichi el Eliyahu l'odianu. He paskol lo. Eliyahu never can tell us that. Because that's a mitzias that we don't know. That is the Ran. If you look in the Sfas Emes says the Ran must have had some type of mesorah that the fish were not at Har Sinai. They couldn't get out of the water. That must have been the mesorah, but all the other animals were. That's what the Sfas Emes expands. Efshar. The Shar behemas v'chayos nifsukaz u'amasam. Either they were at Har Sinai or the Ran suggests otherwise. The Zuhama leaves the other animals when we shech them. When we shech them, we do a mitzvah to them. That removes the Zuhama. V'chein, even in a veilen shreifa, because at least b'minon, the Zuhama leaves. Masha'enkid, by dagim, what do we paskin? Asifasan, zihu ishchitasan. You just take them out of the water. You don't have to shech them. So there's no act to remove the Zuhama, says the Sfas Emes. That is why we have to ask Elio Hanavi. Again, this is a huge topic in terms of what can we ask Elio Hanavi, what not. Right? So the Rashi says here, but favorites, you can't ask him halacha. So what can you ask him? Right? So this is the comment, the Maritz Chayes says it a little bit here, and he says it also on the second blot in Shas, on the Gimel and Brachas. Remember the Gemara where Elio Hanavi meets one of the Tanoim on the street, and he says, and he went and davened in the Churva, and he learned three things from him. That you can't daven in the Churva, you're allowed to daven in Tila Katsara. The Chulu, says the Maris Chayas there. Nira Be'enai Ayin Rashi Shabbos Kuf Chesem and Aleph. That's it. This Rashi is crucial. Upirish Rashi quotes, V'yechlamad Hashas Dina Me'elo Me'eliyahu. So ask the Maris Chayas, so how on Daf Gimelamad Aleph do we say that we can learn Halacha from Reb Yossi? Met Eliyahu Hanavi, Reb Yossi said, I learned three things from him. You can't learn anything from Eliyahu Hanavi. Says the Maris Chayas, V'yef Shalomar Dim Eliyahu Omer Dina Mitzad HaNevuah. As I shayach lo bashamayimi. If Eliyahu Navi is telling us halachas that he got from Nevuah, no, we don't listen. Ve'in Navi rashar lechadish davar. Aval im omer milsa b'tayma, masha shama mipi chachamim achirim. But if he's telling us a svara, if he's telling us logic, he's not just trying to put his will from Shemayim on us. No, he's talking and learning with us. Talking and learning, giving svaras. As I show him in lokamot, then we listen to him, like we have elsewhere, because the Gemara in Erevin, v'chulu. But again, so that's his chilek. If Eliyahu Navi is telling us something in lamda, something in svar, and it makes sense, and then we can understand it, that's fine. But if it's just supernatural, this is what God wants you to do, so that would be lo bashamayimi. Good. Whenever Eliyahu Navi comes up, it's good to remember the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, all the way at the end. Chilek Vav, the last volume of the Chasam Sofer, Simin Tzadik Ches. In the Likutim, right after Choshen Mishpat, in the Likutim, he has a paragraph where he talks about the existence of Eliyahu Hanavi. Aval ha'emes yored darko, ki me'olam lo ala Eliyahu begufo l'mala miyutachim. Eliyahu's guf, we'll come back to this, Beit Hashem in Erevin, when we talk about the Eliyahu Hanavi coming within the Tchum, outside the Tchum, even on a Shabbos Bris. So he says Eliyahu Hanavi's guf never left above 10 tefachim. When Elisha saw the chariot of fire going up to Shemayim, he only saw when it got higher up than the Neshama of Eliyahu Hanavi. But his guf never left above 10, never left within 10 tefachim of the ground. Ach nifrida nishmaso migufo sham. Vaha neshama ole umishamesh lamala, bein malachei shares, vigufo nisdak deik. Vishore began eden atachton, ba'olam azeh. Eliyahu Hanavi's body stays in Gan Eden, which most Rishonim assume is someplace in this world. Olam Hazeh. Ubiyom Abisura b'meirav yameinu. And when the day comes, when the Mavaser is going to come, Tislabesh Nishmaso Beguf HaKadosh Alaz. His neshama will put on the clothing of that physical body. Va'azu k'chol adam mechach mevi nevi'ei Yisrael will be like every chacham. V'hu musmach mirabo achiyah hashiloni o mimoshe rabbeinu olav hashalom imhu pinchas v'hu yismach aschach v'Yisrael. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come back because his body never died. So his neshama is going to go back to the body. He's going to continue the line of the Mesorah. Right? The smicha. Where's smicha? The whole smicha line stopped. He's going to continue because he has smicha. And he's going to come and he's going to be masmich all of the other chachmei Yisrael. V'oz yishlo din k'chol b'nei Yisrael v'chein b'chol pam shemizgaleh u'misra'eh ba'olam hazeh. Whenever he appears in this world, either at a bris, we don't see him, but there are many stories in the Gemara about Eliyahu Hanavi talking to some of the Tanaim. He is milubash begufo azach. He put on his clothing of his body. Ach, kshemiskala nishmaso. If only his neshama is coming, then we don't see him, and also, he doesn't have to worry about tchumen. He only has to worry about tchumen in his guf. That's why Eliyahu Hanavi could come, just in his neshama. That's the Eliyahu Navi. Again, if you never saw it, it's kedai to see. Chazam Sofer Chelik Vav Simin Sadeches Diber Hamaschil Aval HaEmes Yore Darko. There it is, Eliyahu Navi. Different ways that he could appear in this world. Good. We continue. Story time. Shmuel fifth to last skinny line. Shmuel v'Karna have Yasvi Aguda Dinar Malka. Shmuel and Karna were sitting at the riverbanks in, right, Aguda Dinar Malka, the river Malka. Chazinu l'maya, the Kadalu v'Achiri, they saw the water was churning. They saw a lot of waves, and there was no wind. And it was murky water. They're like, what is going on here? Right, there's the water is churning and going up in big waves. It's not windy. Amarle Shmuel Karna. Shmuel tells Karna, Gavra Rabba Ka'asi Mimarava. Somebody's coming from Eretz Yisrael. A great man is coming from Eretz Yisrael, and the water is going up to greet him. That's why there's so many waves, and maybe he has to go to the bathroom, and that's why the waves are covering him. Either way, the water is because of a great man that's coming. V'chayish b'me'eho. And he has stomach issues, I could tell. V'kadolu ma'ilak buli apikame, and the water is coming to cover him. If he has to go to the bathroom over the side of the boat, so the water is coming to be matznia him. So that's what Shmuel guessed. Zil toy le akankane. Literally, Shmuel tells Karna, go smell the barrel. I mean, he go see if it's a real Talmud Chacham. Go check. Tosfos says that it must be middle of Tosfos, Rach Logar Sinan, middle of that Tosfos. V'yada Shmuel sheyishtem enanar oso adam gadol. Shmuel knew that such an adam gadol, he'd be thirsty, he'd be drinking from the water. Umitokach yachish b'meyav, and that's what's going to make him sick. Lefido, because the water was achurim. Machmas haruach, the wind was blowing around the water, maybe some dirt from the bottom was in there too, and Shmuel knew he would get sick. Ulafisha Shmuel Urofe Mumche, and because Shmuel was an expert doctor, that's why my father always liked to say he never had a chance to get smicha, because he was busy taking care of everybody. He was Rofe Mumche. He told Karna, go see who it is. Tira imuchacham baroy lechabdo. Aviana lebesi, I'll bring it to my house and I'll give him refua. And I'll be mechabed him as much as is ra'i to him. That's why he sent Karna. He says, go see who it is. So Azal, he went to the port and he found him. Ashkechei l'Rav, Amar Leisi. He starts testing him. Let's test again to see how he is, if he's a big Talmud Chacham. Number one, Amalei, yes, that's why this Gemara is here. Minayin shein kosin tefillin ela al gabi or behema tahora. How do you know that you have to use or of a behema tahora to write tefillin on Amalei dechsiv, meaning not non-kosher. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, because it says l'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, this week's Parsha, minamutar b'ficha, from what's mutter in your mouth, only kosher animals. Minayin l'dam shehu adam, how do you know blood for various halachas has to be read? Shneamar vayiru Moav mineged es hamayim adumim kedam. Moav saw that water that was red like blood. Minayin lemila shavoso makom. How do you know mila is in oso makom? How do you know my mila cutting off the piece of skin is that somewhere else on the body? How do you know it's in oso makom? Shneamar kan arlaso. It says by mila arlaso. Shneamar lahalon arlaso. And it says by arla arlaso. Mala halon davar shoose pri. Just like by arla, it's by places that produce fruit. Afkan davar shosepri. So too by Mila, it's a place that produces children, the fruit of one's labor. Ema says the Gemara libo, but we have the word arla by other parts of the body. Ema libo dechsivu maltem as arla slavavchem, veema azno dechsiv hine arla aznam. So why don't you compare it? Why don't you say maybe arla means you have to cut off a piece of the ear or a piece of the heart, which obviously is crazy, unusual. So the Gemara says, Donin arlaso tama, me arlaso tama, v'yendon arlaso tama, me arlas she'eno tama. You compare the word arlaso. Arlaso appears by arla and by mila. The other ones are arlas. And that's why we don't compare it there. So he keeps asking them all these questions. Meanwhile, Rav is there. He probably has to go to the bathroom. He's in pain. And this guy's just giving him all these questions. Amalei, he asks him, he says, Mashimcha, what's your name? Karna. He says, my name is Karna. Amarle, Rav curses him. Yehei Rava, the tepekle Karna be'ene. It should be the will of God that you should have a horn that comes out of your eyes. You should have eye ailments, which the Gemara elsewhere says that he eventually did, because Rav was just in tremendous pain and he's busy testing him, even if he was only doing what Shmuel said. Lasof, eventually, Eili Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel brought him into his house. He obviously heard that he passed the test and he brought him in. Shmuel says, I'll heal him personally. And Shmuel did that without telling him. Ochle nama desari the kisa to harsana. Shmuel gave him barley bread and a cup of harsana of brine. Va'ashke shichra, gave him some beer. Va'loachle the besa kisa, and did not show him where the bathroom was. Kiheche de lishtalshel, so that he would be able to get everything out of his body. He would be mishalshel and just get it all out quickly, because Shmuel knew that was the cure that he needed. Rav, though, was in such tremendous pain, Pashas, he didn't realize what was going on, that this was all l'refu'ah. So, layet Rav. Rav cursed him. V'yamar, manda mitzaren, lo'lok me'le b'ni. Anybody who's due, whoever's be mitzaren me like this, shouldn't have any sons. V'chein havi, and so it was. Shmuel only had daughters. Famous daughters, sometimes in the Gemara, banti de Shmuel, but he should only have daughters. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Vadai, Shmuel b'nei Beiso nishmetu v'halchem l'fanav. Shmuel, after he gave him to drink, he didn't lie to him. He just didn't show him where the bathroom was, and he left. And this was the refuah. But v'halchem l'fanav k'deish lo yibrim v'yishal al beis akise sh'az v'yosol levado balkarchak yisapek shi'amtin atshiyavo echmen nei bayis u'bakachai se refuah som emela. Ah, he cursed him because he wasn't down l'kav schus. Why wasn't he dalak aschus? Because an hour ago, I met just met somebody else that put me in pain. And I cursed him, so maybe this isn't, you're trying to get me back for cursing him. Dein roi lachashtim shi tsaro so bachinam, uveprakshu oreach hadash, shadayin lohaya lo davrim shum adam. What are you putting me in pain? What are you making me crazy for? Vahaya tsarakla dunas kaladam lakav schus. But it must be there was already raglayim ladavar, because already he had karna that did it to him. That's why he thought this was being done to him. But again, this is the curse that Rav said. Even though we find in other Gemaras, Rav had tremendous kavod once he realized afterwards it was a mistake. It was a mistake what he said. But again, kishkaga shiyosi lefnei hashalit. That is what occurred. Again, the Chashuk Yechemet here has something more lamaisa, and that is he discusses from the poskim, is one allowed to heal a patient when it's going to put the patient in pain? What if the patient says, I'm not interested in the refu if it's going to hurt me? Do I have a chiyuv to do it? Am I allowed to do it? Can I trick him? So says Rav Zilberstein, if it's sakanas tefashas, or even suffix sakanas tefashas, for sure you could force the refu upon him. A person is not in charge of his body, and therefore one could force it. But what if it's a chola she ein bo sakana? His life is not in danger, and he says, I don't want it. Or what if he doesn't know? But you know it'll be good for him. So Pashtus, that's his Gemara. Shmuel knew that it would be good for Rav, so he did it without telling him. So Pashtus, that works. Unless you say that Rav argued. Unless you say that Rav, he cursed, and he wasn't upset afterwards. He said, now I'm going to do this, no matter what the Kavana was. That's the question, whether a Chola has such a responsibility, whether the doctor has a responsibility. Is a Chola allowed to say this? Is this a violation of a Nishmartem Ovel Nafshol Seichem? Is there a limit of how much pain a chola has to be put into in order to get better from a chola she'ein bo sakana state? So, lo maskana, Rav Zilberstein says, b'makam sakana, you're allowed to. And you might even be chayev to. But if it's not misukan, so im yesh l'sha'er shachaver yaskim k'shiyodeh lo, if you could estimate that the friend will be maskim when you tell him, then you're allowed to do it. But if it's misnaged, if the fair misnaged, then you're not allowed to trick him. If it's a chola she'ein bo sakana in that case, you know, it might be not a good idea to trick him. And again, you got to figure out exactly how our Gemara fits into that discussion. Again, an important point. The Chazon Ish discusses, but even so, you take a step back. How did Rav curse Shmuel? He must have seen that he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He must have seen Svarim on the, what Svarim did they have in those days? Notebooks, a Tanakh. He must have given off the impression that he's Shmuel. So suggest the Chazon Ish, this is in Sanhedrin, in Simen Chaf, that maybe the point was he wasn't doing it because of personal affront. He was doing it because Rav was the Gadol Hador, and it was Zilzal in Kvod Shamayim. It was Zilzal, what Shmuel was doing to him. And Rav's jumping around there in the room, and he can't go to the bathroom, and people were probably around there, and seeing the Gadol Hador like this. And that's why Rav got upset. V'nira, the Kohani de Matzina b'Gemara, Amorai, de Kililo, many stories in the Gemara about the Amoram that curse, Hayadavar Chova, Leos Kavera Torah Kavua Bilavavos, V'shalo Yisraglu, B'zilzo Kvod Chachamim, V'zeo Atam de Menadin Akvod Arav. That's why we put in Chayrib for Kavod Arav. And he says, quotes our Gemara, Shabbos Kufches, Efshar, Derav Savar, De Yad'o, they all knew around Shehu Rav, Vayim a first son Bibavel, Upu'ulas Bechina, Havi Zilzul, Bekavad HaTorah, Shaya Roy Li Romi Menu, Kidin Gadol Adov, Rav Mubuk, Vichin Acha, Kashit Siyaruhu, after the Chashav Shasakim Bekavana, Rebbeja Kilo Las Karna. And that is why it happened. Why the klal have to come true? Because that's kishkaga shiasim lefnei shalit. That's what we say when a chacham says something. Many times it comes true. Sugya reminds us a little bit. There's another context, another sugya where we have also on the surface it looks like it's personal, but there might be a larger idea. That's the sugya in the first parak in Sanhedrin of mora halacha bifnei rabo or b'makam rabo. So it's also to be mora halacha bifnei rabo if one is in the same town. So why is that? Why is that? So some say, Pasha's Kavod HaRav. Kavod HaRav. Your Rebbe's here, so you can't be more halacha. Kavod HaRav. That is the Pasha. That's what Rov Rishonim say. If you look in the Meiri, the Sugi comes up there in Sanhedrin on Daf Hei, and also in Ksubis on Daf Samech it comes up. So the second point is, it might be Chashash Taus. If I know my Rebbe is here in the town, it's kind of an intimidation factor. Intimidation factor. Hadavar Karov Lidei Shigia, the Meiri says there in Ksubis. But there might be another idea. If Chaim Shmulevitz has a sicha about this, about why is Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabo so pernicious, and it could be because it is not Kavod HaRav, not a lack of Kavod HaRav, but a lack of Kavod HaTorah. Or more specifically, Kavod HaMesorah. If there is somebody that is closer to the source, that's closer to Har Sinai, and I got my Torah from him, there's a chiyuv to go to the source. And that's why in certain contexts, maybe he can't even be mochel. Why shouldn't he be able to be mochel? It could be it's not up to me to be mochel. Like Rav here, he had to be makala because it was Kavod HaTorah. Wasn't personal. Like every Rav, one of my Rabbeim gave a shiur to Rabbanim. You have to take, every Rav has to take their position seriously, but not take themselves so seriously. That really applies to anybody who's in a position of power in any company, in any context. We have to take the position seriously sometimes, but not, well, by a Rav, and by a somebody who represents Torah, always, but not take ourselves so seriously. So that's Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabo. It's a violation of Kavod HaMesorah, Kavod HaTorah, and that's why it is a more expansive idea than just Stam Mechila. And that's why it might be different if you open up a yeshiva versus just give one psak. It might be more of a problem. Either way, that is an important sugya right here, and that Chazon Ish is important. Again, it's in Sanhedrin, Chaf Yud, and we compared it to the other sugya of Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabo. Okay, we continue. Kitanoi, says the Gemara, two dots. It's Machlokas Tanoim, that where the source for Mila B'Oso Makom is. Minayin li Mila Shabozo Makom, Nemakan Arlaso, V'Nemalahalan Arlaso, Malahalan Davasha Osepri, Afkan Davasha Osepri. Divir Rabbi Oshias, that's the source that we already had. You compare it to Arla, of fruit. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Enot Tzarech, no different pasuk. Hari Omer, V'Arel Zachar Shalo Yimolas Psar Alaso, Makom Shenikar Bein Zachris L'Nikvus. Right, it says Arel Zachar. Arel Zachar. What do you mean Zachar? Emphasizing that it has to do with the difference between them physically, between a man and a woman. Period. Tana Rabbana. Now expanding, going back to the original tefillin. Again, how do we get into this? Because we're in the Chovel Gemaras. Chovel reflects that there is skin. What type of skin is kosher for tefillin and mezuzahs? Tana Rabbana. Last skinny line. Last medium line. Kosvin tefillin agabi or behema tahora. V'yagabi or chaya tahora. When it's latter right tefillin on the or of a behema or chaya tahora. Kosher. V'yagabi or nevelas or trefa shalan. Even on the skin of the nevela or trefa of a kosher animal. If it died without shchita or if it had a problem with its shchita. V'nechrachos besairon. And how do you wrap them? You wrap them with the hair of a kosher animal. V'nitzfaras begidin. And how do you sew them together with the sinews of the kosher animals. V'halacha l'moshe v'sinai, and these last two the Gemara points out, is based on halacha l'moshe v'sinai, shatfil ha-mechrochus b'sar v'nitfros begidin. Aval, in kosvin, lo agabi or behema temeya, but you cannot use the or of a non-kosher animal. V'lo agabi or chaya temeya. V'enot zorech lomar agabi or nevelu trefes shalhen. Surely nevelus and trefes of non-kosher animals are not allowed. Ve'nechrachim esayrim, ve'nefras begidin. Nothing from a non-kosher source. Vezu she'ela shal by tusi echad as Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, minayin she'in kosin tefillin al ar behema temeya. How do I know that you can't write tefillin on that ar behema temeya? Tichsiv. L'man tiyat taraz Hashem beficha. Again, this week's parsha. Midavar hamutar beficha. So that, we're talking about tefillin, referring to beficha, from something that's mutter to put into your mouth. Says the Gemara, mutter to put into your mouth, elameata, agabe or nevelos atrefos, al yikasevu. You shouldn't be able to write on the skin of a nevela and trefa. A nevela and trefa you're not allowed to eat, even though it's a non-kosher animal. Amarle says no. Emshel lecha mashto. He says no, just the opposite. Lamadavar dome elishnei b'nei adam, shenishchaibu arigil amalchus, two people who are getting killed. Echad hargu melech, one was killed by the king. Echad hargu is paklitar, and one was killed by the king's officer. Ezo meyem meshubach, who is the more chashiv person, the one who was killed by the king. Haviyom is esh hargu melech, the king himself went and killed him. So he's a more chashiv person. So here too, an avela, or a treifa, Hashem killed them. So a man didn't get the credit. Right, Hashem killed them, so it's even more chashiv. So this is the Gemara. What, more than shchita? Elameyata yeachelu. So why don't we say a kavachomer that we should be able to eat a nevela that died, you know, died and the Kadosh Baruch Hu killed them. So I said, no, that's a pasuk. Kavachomer can't override a pasuk. Amar le Torah, amar lo sochul kol nevela. V'yat amar yochelu. The Torah says you can't eat nevela. You're going to tell me you eat it? Amar le kalos. You're right. I praise you. Right, so we end up saying that kosher animals, even nevelas and trefas are okay. Non-kosher animals, nothing is good, even if it's not nevela and trefa. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, now we're getting into a different malacha. The malacha of ibud, the malacha of tanning. What is the malacha of tanning? So, it doesn't come up so much lemaisa in terms of in our day and age, but it does one. What is the tanning process? I take the hide of an animal and I soak it in a very, very heavily salt liquid, a salty substance. So that's why soaking raw items in salty substances, in salty liquid, that's going to be the malacha of ibud. On a daraisa level, darabana level, but that's what we're getting into right now. Enos and hilmi b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to make hilmi, which is a very salty liquid on Shabbos. About why? Because that's in darabana, and it's near at, Rashi's going to say later in the Mishnah, kima'abed. It appears like you're getting this ready to do the malacha of ma'abed. Aval osu as mea melach, but you can make a little salt water. V'tovo ben pito, and dip your bread in there, v'nosi natocha tavshel, and then put it into the tavshel. A little salt water. Amar Rav Yossi, no, v'alu hilmi be'mruba be'muat. What do you mean you can't make hilmi, but you can make salt water? It's the same idea. A very salty substance, doesn't matter if you make a lot of it, or a little bit of it. So therefore they're both Pashtus Usser. The Gemara is going to finish Rabbi Yossi. The Elohim Mei Melech HaMutarin. What's the only thing that's Mutter, says Rabbi Yossi? No Saint Shemin L'chatchilo L'toch HaMayim O L'toch HaMelech. The mixture is oil, salt, and water. So if I don't put the water and the salt in directly, at first I put the oil with the water, or I put the oil with the salt. I don't put the salt in the water indirectly, so that's already enough of a shinui, and it won't be as effective and as powerful, so that's what's mutter. Mike Amar, says the Gemara, what was the Tanakh Mishita? Amar Bihuda Amar Shmuel Hakika Amar, Ein Osin Me Melach Merubin, Aval Osim Hu Me Melach Muatin. You can make a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Alo Hilmi Be Merubin Me Muatin. Rabbi Yosef says, why, what do you mean? A lot or a little doesn't make a difference. Ibai Lahu. What did Rabbi Yossi mean? Rabbi Yossi, lesser or lahatir? He said there shouldn't be any difference between quantity. So, they both should be mutter, or they both should be aser. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda lahatir. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, it must be lahatir. Midalok tani Rabbi Yossi oser. Because it doesn't say oser in the Mishnah. Amar Lehi says back to him, Amar Lehi Rabba, ha midiktani seifa, the eluhein mel me'alach hamutarin, the last line of the Mishnah. The following is mutter, mechal de Rabbi Yossi le'iser. So it must be Rabbi Yossi is saying both are aser. So El Amar Rabba, Rabba says Le'esor. Rav Yossi is saying that they're both Aser. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Le'esor. And Rav Yochanan is also saying that. Tani Nami Hachi, and with the understanding of the Mishnah in this way, is supported in a Braisa. Ein Osin Me Melach Merubin La'seis L'tocha Kvashin Shebesocha Gistera. We're not allowed to make a very heavily salt water concoction to put into pickling objects that I'm going to pickle. Let's say I want to pickle a cucumber, make it into a pickle on Shabbos. It's the malacha of ma'abed. Shebetok gistera, that's in a gistera. A gistera we had before is a shard. That's what Yustaver used to use, put the pickling juice in. Some type of old kli, a half-broken kli. But you can use it, make a little bit. You make a little bit. What, just because it's less, it should be mutter. Yom ru malacham ruba asur malacham muetas muteres. Right? It can't be. Ela elav elu asur and they're both asurhein. The elohein me malacham mutarin. The only thing that's mutter is if you do it with a shinui. Notin shemenu melach o shemenu mayin ubilvad shalitin mayim ba melach lechadchila. Good. Where does this come up on Maisa? So as I mentioned, making pickles, but also, what about making the salt water for the seder? Lechadchila, one should make that earlier, especially if it's on Shabbos. Pesach is on Shabbos, but again, one has to be careful to try. Everyone's making a lot. Again, a little bit, it sounds like it's fine. But making a lot, you have a lot of people at the Seder making the salt water, l'chadchila should be done beforehand. Azin snod esrog simin, tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, ein osin meimelach azin. A person cannot make very strong meimelach. My melach azin, what does that mean? How, what's strong? Rabbi Rav Yosef bar Abba, dami travayu, kol sheha beitzat safa bahen. If an egg would float on this water, it's so concentrated, so that is too much. Vekama, how much is that? Amar Abaya, trei tilsi milcha, vetilse maya. If it's 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, that's extremely concentrated, that's asar on Shabbos. Lamay avile, why would you make that? Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yavel, lamur yasa, to have some type of brine as a dip. Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, ein mochin snonu beitza b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to salt a radish or an egg on Shabbos. Rav Chizki, mishmeid abaya amar, snon aser, because that's normal. You usually salt snones, but beitza muteres, a beitza is muter. Amar Rav Nachman, me reish havi malachna pugla, I used to salt radishes. Amina afsude kamafsidin alei. Because I used to think it ruins it. It's getting worse. Amar Shmuel, pugla chorfi mali. Shmuel says sharp radishes are the best, and I thought putting salt on the radish would make it worse and make it less sharp. But, says Rav Nachman, kiva the shamana laha, once I heard, the chiyasa ula va'amar b'ma'arav, and when Ula came and he said that b'ma'arav in Eretz Yisrael, malchi kishri kishri, they used to salt piles and piles of radishes, mimlach v'malachna, I stopped. Because I realize it must be that it makes it good. Tivuli vadei mat bilna. But I do dip it into salt. Do dip it into salt. That is okay. If you look at Rashi here on the line of Ein Mochin Sunanu Beitza, Rashi says, Gimel v'dalid chatichos yachad. Three or four together. Shehamelach ma'abdan v'na'asin kashin v'havei tikun. The melech is ma'abed them, it salts them, it pickles them, they become hard, and therefore it can last longer. V'havei tikun, and you're fixing is a tikun of ibud. So Rashi says three or four pieces. The Chumah Sadashin writes in a tshuva and simin nunhei, what about one by one? What if I salt one piece and I put it on my plate? One piece, put it on my plate. One piece, put it on my plate. What if somebody's having salad? Somebody's having a vegetable salad and they like tons and tons of salt on the salad. So that's this issue. It shouldn't be, maybe it shouldn't be done putting salt and salt on raw vegetables. You gotta look in the halachic books about this. You have to want a little bit here and there to dip, but to douse it with tons and tons of salt. If somebody loves salt on their raw vegetables, so that's on a cooked vegetable, that's not ibud. But on a raw vegetable, like in a salad, one has to be careful not to overdo it. Tani. So Shuma Tadashin, I forgot to continue, yeah. I'm sorry. That he says, the Medayik from Rashi, one by one would be okay. Because Rashi says only three and four chatichos together, but one by one, the Shulchan Aruch assumes is okay. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Aleph as a Yesh Mishakasav Shemuter Litbo Kama Chatichos Tznon Achas Levado Ulanicham Yachad Lefanav Kedei Lachlam Miyad Zu Achar Zu. That's what some say is allowed. Some say is allowed, but again, the question is. Eating each one of them, maybe, but putting them all on your plate, but then you have a bunch of salted items all on your plate. So again, that's the Chumash Hadeshin that is makel by one by one. Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, Esrog Tznonu Beitza, Il Malik Klipas and Kash Hachitzona, Einan Yosem Ibnei Mayim La'olam. These three types of food, Esrog, radishes, and eggs, were an after their outer layer, they would not be digestible. Right? They would just sit in the intestines. Okay. Kiyaz Rav Dimi, Amar, Me'olam, salt discussions. Me'olam lo tava gavar miyabadistom. Nobody ever drowned in the Yam HaMelach. Why? Because they'll float, right? They don't go down. Amar Rav Yosef, Hafucha stone, Bahafucha mila. Stone was turned upside down, and this statement was turned upside down. Rav Dimi, what do you mean? Gavar hudo tava kishura tava. What, people don't drown, but boards would sink to the bottom? Nothing sinks. So I'm like, Abaya, lo mi boy, kama. Abaya says, no, don't jump on Rav Dimi. This is what he meant to say. Lo mi boy, kashura, not only would a log that won't go down in any sea, elafilu gavra ditava b'chol meimel sheba'olam, but people usually would drown b'yama d'stom lo tava, in the stone, in the Dead Sea you wouldn't. Anybody's been to the Dead Sea, it's amazing. They're talking about the same sea 2,000 years ago, still around a little while from here. L'may nafgamina, what's an nafgamina? Why do we have to know this for? Ki yad Ravin havi shakav ha'azal acharei d'Rabbi Yirmiya, where Ravin was taking a walk with Rabbi Yirmiya, aguda d'yam d'stom, next to the Dead Sea. Omar lei, mahu l'mimshe mahani maya b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to wash your hands with this water on Shabbos? Omar lei, shaper dama, yeah, why not? You can wash your hands. What would be the problem? Rashi points out the problem might be refuah. Many people like to go to the Dead Sea. It cleans out any cuts one might have. Washing hands, though, it's fine. But ma'ala meimatz ulamiftach. Can I put it on my eyes and open and close my eyes and open and close my eyes? Amalei zulo shamati. I didn't hear that exact case, said Rabbi Yirmiya, but kayotzi b'shamati. I heard a similar case, which is a problem because it's nika that you're doing it l'shem refuah. Damar Rabbi Zera, zimnim amar le mishvei derab masna, v'zimnim damar le mishvei derab mar ukva. Sometimes in the name of one of these rabbis, v'tshavayu, and whoever it was said it in the name of mishmei da'avua d'shmua v'levi amrin. They said. Chat Amar, one of them said, Yayin betocha ayin aser, putting wine in the eye, that's aser. Because that's like refuah. Al gava ayin mutter, if it's on the face, let's say it's on the forehead, and it drips down into the eye, that's okay. Because that's a hecker. That's a hecker, and it doesn't look like refuah. The chat Amar, rok tafel afilo al gava ayin aser, natural saliva, from someone who didn't eat all day. Rok tafel, al gava ayin, anywhere near the eye is aser. Tis time, so who said what? Tis time that would the Shmuel who damar yayin b'tocha yayin aser. Let's try to prove that Shmuel's father was the one. We had a lot about Shmuel's family today. We had about his daughters on Amud Aleph and no sons, and today's his father. Shmuel said, Father Shmuel, let's prove that Avuah the Shmuel is the one that said, Yayin in the eye is aser, al gava ayin is mutter, midamar Shmuel, because Shmuel said it. Shora Adam, Pito, b'yayin, v'nosno, al gava ayin b'shabbos. D'shamile miman. Who did Shmuel hear that from? Lav d'shamile mi Avuah? Mistami heard it from his father. So as you know, his father must be the one that said that statement. Ula taimech, the Gemara says, but what do you mean? Shmuel said another thing too. Hadar Meshmuel wrote tafel afilo gava ayin aser, the shamile miman. Who did Shmuel hear that from? Ilema the shamile miavua, if he also heard that from his father. But these two statements, one was said by Avuah the Shmuel, and one was said by Levi. So, if he heard that from both from his father, Ela Levi velochada amar. Levi didn't say either. We have a Mesorah. Levi said one of them. Ella chadashamile meavua v'chadashamile milevi. It must be Shmuel heard both of them from one of them. V'lo yadinan hey meavo hey milevi. He heard both of them, one each from one of them, and we don't know. So it remains a suffix. Who said what? Period. Either way, the yisod that we take out of the Gemara is that when it's something done in an unusual way, so then it is mutter mishum refua. The Tosas Rid points out, and you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham to have this heter. Right? It's not, if you're doing something in a weird way, you yourself aren't going to think that it is refuah, and nobody's going to look at you and think it's refuah, therefore there's no gzera of shchika samamanim. Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel, a little more. Shora Adam Kilor and Meir of Shabbos. If a person wants to take a certain eye remedy, he could soak it before Shabbos. V'nosen al gav einav b'Shabbos and put it on gav einav, outside his eye on Shabbos. V'ino choshes, he doesn't have to worry about it, because he already, it has a hecker that he had to do that before Shabbos. Barley Vayavi Koi Kamed Mar Ukva. He was in front of Mar Ukva. Chazi Dahavi Maitsu Pasach. He saw he was opening and closing his eye. Amalei Kuli Hai Vade Loshar Mar Shmuel. Shmuel didn't mean that. He just meant that you can make it before Shabbos and put it above your eye and let it drip in. He didn't mean that you could open and close. Sholach Le Rav Yahanai Lamar Ukva Lishter Lon Mar Meana Kilor Inde Mar Shmuel. Please send us some of the great medicine, this eye ointment that Shmuel made. He was the great doctor. Sholach Le Shadur Mishadar Nalacha. Surely I'll send it to you. Delotema Tsar Ayin Ana. You shouldn't say that I'm a miserly and I'm not going to send it to you. Elohachi Amar Shmuel. But by the way, there's something else Shmuel said that will help you out. Tova tipas sonein shachris. The rechitza zidai raglayim b'cham and arvis. Better is to putting a drop of cold water in the eye in the morning and washing one's hands and feet with hot at night. Mikol kilor and shabaolam. That's a better, right, better way that you keep the eye clean. Tani nami hachi. Amar Rabbi Muna, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing. Tova tipas sonein shachris. The rechitza zidai raglayim arvis. Mikol kilor and shabaolam. Period. That's a message that Shmuel gave them as well. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, and we will continue next time.